Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Begin with breaking news, a shock announcement from the White House. President Biden pardoning his son Hunter. Hunter Biden was set to be sentenced later this month on federal gun and tax evasion charges. The president had previously assured the public that he would not offer clemency. Bree, good morning. This is quite the reversal from the president.
That's right. Good morning, Francis. Ever since Hunter Biden was convicted in June, the president has promised to not interfere in the case.
It is pretty remarkable. Not only is President Biden doing something that he repeatedly, including to our own David Muir, said he simply would not do, that a pardon for his son was off the table, but it strikes me in reading the president's statement here that he is really doing something that we haven't heard from him even, which is commenting on these cases. He tried very carefully to stay away from that because he didn't want to give any kind of impression that he was, you know, tipping the scale in any kind of way, interfering in any kind of way in the justice system.
Mary Bruce there for ABC, before that NBC doing its coverage. And but surely he was ambiguous about it. I mean, surely when Joe Biden as president was talking to David Muir, he wasn't super clear about whether he was going to give his son a pardon or not.
We sit here in Normandy. Your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Well, that's not all that clear. I mean, there's wiggle room. I mean, look at what he said a year ago in Italy.
I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I'd abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Well, I mean, unless things change. And I mean, it's not like he sent the White House press secretary out there to say the same thing.
Lots changed since yesterday, and it's a personal matter. But from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No. I just answered.
Well, but that was last year. I mean, surely she hasn't said anything like that this July.
The president would not pardon or commute sentences for his son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying
still,
he would not.
It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
Well, that's less ambiguous than I was hoping for. But let's listen just to make sure we're parsing it correctly.
The president,
what did she say exactly?
Be a no. It is still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
So it's not just a no. It's a no with the podium pound, which is like all caps, which is Corinne Jean-Pierre speaking like Trump on True Social. So, what changed? Well, let's always go to the sources and actually listen to what they say, because that's the way you begin your analysis, is you actually pay attention to what actually gets said about the relevant players. So, Joe Biden, after repeatedly, emphatically, podium poundingly, says, I will not, and his emissaries say he will not, pardon his son. He then puts out this statement yesterday evening. Today I signed a pardon for my son Hunter. Wait, uh-oh. Dang it. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making, and I kept my word even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Again, you don't get to take credit for the promise you almost kept. Look, I was faithful to her for 15 years. What more do you want? Well, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, till death, right? That's okay. Anyway, without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. He's right about that. It is rare. It's also rare to bring somebody to trial over how they annotated the checks in a legal payment in relation to business records because of hush money over porn star in an election. It's kind of rare to bring that one to trial, too. Anyway, back to the case in point. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. No, I actually agree with that. I actually agree with this is a disproportionate treatment of his son. It actually is. Now, I don't think Joe Biden wrote this. I think this is, you know, some staffer, some legal analyst wrote this. But let's finish it out, because you say, I thought you were again. No, just this is a complicated story. It's way more complicated than either the Republicans or the Democrats are going to make out today. The charges in his case, again, reading from Joe Biden's statement. The charges in his cases came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and depose my election. Then a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the Department of Justice unraveled in the courtroom, with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure on the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been a fair, reasonable resolution of Hunter's cases. A little bit light maybe on the plea deal, but I think generally the president is right in what he wrote there. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, and there's no reason to believe it will stop there. Enough is enough. For my entire career, I have followed a simple principle. Just tell the American people the truth. They'll be fair-minded. Here's the truth. I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. And once I made this decision this weekend, there is no sense in delaying it further. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision. Okay. Oh, man. You know, the fatherly thing, the nepotism thing, right? That's an ugly look here. By the way, in the pardon, he pardoned them for anything done between January 1st of 2014 through yesterday. Anything. Going back, not quite to all of his time involved in Ukraine and Burisma and all that, but most all of that time. So here's my read of this story. Actually, let me give John a chance to tell you about the traffic, and then I'll tell you what I think about this. Because, again, I think both sides are probably going to get this wrong today, but that's okay. That's why I'm here. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Just one accident to let you know about Sangamon Road and Avalon Boulevard. No roadblock is, but I'm starting to see a minor delay dealing with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Where to start? Was Hunter singled out because his last name is Biden? Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. Why are you so eager about this case? Why does the pardon so frustrate you? Why did the trial, you know, why were you so eager to see Hunter Biden? It's not because of this story. It's not because of his addiction and his lying on the form about not being an addict to buy a gun. It's that and the IRS taxes. You don't really care about that. What you care about is how angry you are that the Hunter Biden laptop story got spiked, that all the corruption that you believe took place during his time at Burisma, all of the peddling of influence, all of the, I'm the vice president, I'm going to threaten you, and if you don't do what I want, we're going to cut off your funding. And all of the, what do we even know happened with China in this time? This was your chance to get him. This was your chance to get some kind of satisfaction, some kind of a win out of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden before they, you know, leave the public scene. And that's why you're frustrated. And you're not going to get it now. But why did you want that in the first place? Was it because you care so much about what people say on firearms forums? Oh, come on. It's because it was Joe Biden's son and all the other stuff. Okay, so that's part one. Republicans are way too emphatic about this case because of, yes, they wanted to get Hunter because they wanted to get Biden because it feels like the only thing you're going to be able to get, and now Al Capone's leaving office. It's how you feel. Does that make Joe Biden right? Well, no, you shouldn't be pardoning your son. If you believe in justice, then you should let the trial play out, right? But also, you know, if it were Trump's kid, you wouldn't be surprised Trump pardoning his own kid. You'd think, that's Trump. It's uniquely problematic for Biden because he has so emphatically said he wouldn't do this, and he has styled himself over the years as the law and order guy, which he has not been. you know, the abuses at the FBI, the abuses at the Department of Justice have taken place under his watch or under his negligence, okay, under his omission. And he owns those things. He has said he doesn't want to interfere, but this kind of proves the point that he will when he wants to. He will when he needs to. You know, I believe in the Constitution, except when I get told again and again I can't do loan forgiveness, I'm going to keep doing it a different way. Why? Because I want to do it. Because I only believe in the Constitution enough to say I believe in the Constitution. I mean, Joe Biden is a hypocrite. And this is not the first case. It's just the most glaring one. Well, Andrew, I thought you were saying that his son was single. He was. I mean, they can both be true. There's more than just a simple answer to an analyzing this story. Well, that's very frustrating, Andrew. Oh, yeah, I know. But also, what somebody will say is, well, this is only fair since they persecuted Trump. No, persecution is persecution. Even if they persecuted Trump, doesn't mean more persecution makes everything equal. It doesn't balance the scales. Trump was unfairly prosecuted over essentially a technicality, and then he got convicted, and that almost cost him the presidency. That was the goal, was to cost him the presidency by convicting him over a technicality. And that was wrong. And we were right for saying that it was wrong. And they were wrong for consistently talking about the felon, Donald Trump, and making such a big deal out of it. Who cares? You don't care and didn't care at all, except that it was Trump. You do not care about the line item on the checks or anything. Right? Same point. All I'm saying is, if you're going to stand on principle, stand on principle. And the principle may play out to your inconvenience. The principle might say Trump was unfairly persecuted and convicted, and it was stupid, and it was malicious. And Hunter Biden was being unjustly held to a higher standard because, you know, to a standard that's not held to other people who can conduct similar misbehavior. Does that justify the pardon? No, not really. Does that mean he shouldn't have been prosecuted? The deal should have been there, or some version of the deal. Well, Andrew, that's not a very satisfying conclusion. Okay, I give you world. Here's world, here's logic, here's principle. This is how they interact sometimes. It's frustrating. So, yes, the Republicans today who are going to yell and scream about Joe Biden's hypocrisy aren't wrong, but they're worked up because it's personal or political or whatever. And the Democrats who are going to say, you know, well, the justice system, this is unfair. Well, what do you think about Trump? You know, I just want to hear people be consistent. I'm trying to be consistent in this thing. Sometimes it's difficult to do. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a whole bunch of really good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, low miles, great condition, A-quality cars that they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they know they can stand behind the cars, because they only sell good cars to begin with. That's the idea. You know, Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. The license plate frames and the bumper stickers recommend them. And, you know, when you go there, you can look at a bunch of different things, test drive a bunch of different things. And if you find what you want, buy it. If you find what you want, but you want lower miles to last longer or higher miles for a lower price, ask them to go looking. You love it, but you want an EX, not an LX or whatever. And, you know, this is kind of the weird thing. You might want an EX for whatever, you know, the higher end, and then you might go drive what they've got on the lot, which is an LX or a slightly lower one, and you'd be like, oh, that's fine. I, you know, that's why you drive the cars, because you find out the stuff you thought you wanted, you don't, and the stuff that you didn't realize you wanted, you do. That's why it's useful to have so many in one place. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Vern, there's something on your neck.
Yeah, right. I'm not falling for that one a chance.
No, Vern, there is something on your neck.
It's leech.
Leeches!
Oh, my God!
Okay, so I will confess to a bit of ignorance. I didn't know Jerry O'Connell was Vern. Vern.
Wait, you didn't?
I didn't know.
When did you come to this epiphany?
Yeah, watching it over the weekend.
Oh, that's funny.
And I literally got to the end and saw the credits. Like, Jerry O'Connell, he wasn't in this movie. He was in this movie. Wow. Stand By Me was never my movie exactly. I mean, it's a great movie, but it was never like the big one for me, so... just didn't know it that well. And even looking at it, he doesn't look at all like him, right? That's the whole point. So, all right. Oh, a couple of texts in on this subject of the pardon. Actually, let's get traffic first. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened at Cyanamid Road and Avalon Boulevard. It's off to the side, but I'm starting to see some delays. I-10, if you're headed eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you can see just minor delays there through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texts in 437-1620. Hunter was the frontman for the Biden family syndicate. No, that's something I didn't mention or I didn't emphasize much, is putting the pardon to all activities back a whole decade. That looks super suspicious. I mean, what other things are you trying to cover up, right? Or prevent anybody from investigating because of that blanket pardon? That's the Ukraine Burisma stuff, right? And then John had actually asked a question off air. He said, does this get rid of his tax debt? Well, it's moot because he can't be charged, right? They can't enforce it. So, yes, I guess. But does the president have the power to make you not have to pay taxes? And it's weird. I suppose it's weird. They'd have to bring a case. Anyway, and then somebody else says, the minute you step into public office or military, you hold yourself and your family to a higher, unique, and at times it's unfair standard. And join the explanation. Yeah, that's true. And, you know, of course, Biden did not live up to that. President Joe Biden did not live up to that in this particular case. And you might say it this way, whatever else you believe about Hunter Biden, the appearance of impropriety is all over this whole story, right? I mean, whatever else you might say. But again, you know, give some credence to the fact that this certainly was, you know, political. You really wanted to get Joe Biden, and you're not gonna, right? I mean, that's part of the point, too. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headline. Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. Somebody gave me the best compliment. They said, what was it? Andrew. Oh, I want to get to this actual text. It was so satisfying. They said, Andrew, you're playing devil's advocate this morning, I know, but your unbiased reporting is really aggravating. Aw, that's like one of the best compliments ever. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, December is Seasonal Depression Awareness Month. The days keep getting shorter through the winter solstice. About 5% of American adults suffer from some form of seasonal depression. The Big Ten, I heard you mention this one earlier, the Big Ten fining Ohio State and the University of Michigan over that big post-game brawl on Saturday. Members of the OSU football team went after some Michigan players as they attempted to plant their flag after the upset victory. Each school now is going to have to pay $100,000 for violating the sportsmanship policy.
There was like, okay, so somebody sent me a list of, there was a Facebook post from College Football Troll that Michigan, Ohio State, NC State, UNC, Arkansas, Missouri, Auburn, Alabama, Notre Dame, USC, ASU, Arizona, Florida, FSU, and Texas, TAMU. And several of those were, we beat you on your home field and wanted to plant the flag or planted the trident and or the pitch. What is the ASU?
It's a pitchfork.
It's a pitchfork, yeah. I live there. I should know. Anyway, there were a lot of fights. I only think the one had the pepper spray, though.
This one's true.
I think only Michigan, Ohio State got itself elevated to the pepper spray. Now, look, if you're on your home field, I mean, you can just win the game. And then you won't have these problems.
The XFL would have let this fly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the new rules. If Vince McMahon were the commissioner, were Roger, not the commissioner of the NCAA, yeah, sure.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, a free pass for the son of President Biden who pardons Hunter for his criminal convictions on tax and gun charges. So what is the 54-year-old saying about his dad's decision?
I have admitted and taken responsibility for my mistakes during the darkest days of my addiction, mistakes that have been exploited to publicly humiliate and shame me and my family for political sport. I will never take the clemency I have been given today for granted, and I will devote the life I have rebuilt to helping those who are still sick and suffering.
Fox's Brooke Singman, Arizona Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton posting on X, I respect President Biden, but I think he got this one wrong. You'll need more than an ordinary shovel.
We have three states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York, that are all approaching almost 6 feet of snow in certain locations.
Fox Weather's Britta Merwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is sunny this morning, but cold, 39 degrees here in Pensacola today. After recovering two bodies from a missing boat over the weekend, the Coast Guard has now suspended its search for a 7-year-old boy that was on board the Marty Ann. Officials say that boat was last seen shrimping in Pelican Bay. Crews located a debris field and two bodies over the weekend. Those boaters identified as 40-year-old Sims Middle School teacher Michael Slezak and 69-year-old Sam Woolley. Officials say they believe the search may need to move west towards Mississippi if it resumes. Deputies in Santa Rosa County investigating a shooting on Sid Hayes Road that happened on Saturday. Deputies responded to a reported disturbance. They say they found one victim with a gunshot wound. That victim reportedly is in stable condition now with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators are currently working to identify a suspect in the case. There's also no word on a potential motive. If you have any information, contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous. Well, parking at the Pensacola Airport was filled up for the busy travel season, despite the newly paved 400-space lot that opened to the public last week. The airport said they were at 99% capacity with all available lots. Some of those spaces may be starting to open now with people returning from their Thanksgiving weekend trips. The airport, though, is asking people to plan ahead and continue arriving early to find their parking if they're flying out here over the remainder of the holiday season. There might be a new hotel coming to the Warrington area. A local group has filed plans to build a Candlewood Suites Hotel on North Navy Boulevard. That was filed last week. The hotel would be four stories with 87 rooms, a pool, and an outdoor seating area. It's the third time developers have proposed this project. They purchased the land they want to build on in 2019. So far, there's no date set for the Development Review Committee to take a look at that proposal. There's currently one Candlewood Suites Hotel already in the area, and that one is on North Cross Lane. Rick Scott criticizing President Biden for pardoning Hunter Biden. Scott said yesterday that he can understand the desire to make life better for your children and grandchildren, but Scott says a president cannot put that desire over the requirement to ensure all Americans are held to the same standards under the law. Scott writes on X that it was Biden's duty and obligation, but says he's failed and deepened the distrust Americans feel towards the government. Well, an Orange County woman will find out today how long she'll spend behind bars. Winter Park's Sarah Boone is due to be sentenced this afternoon for killing her boyfriend by suffocating him in a suitcase back in 2020. The 47-year-old was found guilty of second-degree murder in the case last month. Boone claimed self-defense because of battered spouse syndrome. Life in prison would be her maximum penalty. The minimum would be 22 and a half years. 735 at News Radio 92.3 on a cold Monday morning. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Avalon Boulevard in Cyanamid. That's in the southbound. No road blockage there. Just seeing some minor delays. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Just seeing some congestion delays through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It is a very chilly start to the day with temperatures in the 30s, warming up as you head into the afternoon, high near 64 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, dropping back into the 30s, 39 degrees as you wake up Tuesday morning. For Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 57, and Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 42. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Burke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got sunshine. It's warmed up a couple of degrees, but still pretty chilly. 42 degrees in Pensacola, 41 in Gulf Breeze, 42 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The U.S. will launch today its third crackdown in 3 years on China's semiconductor industry, curbing exports to 140 companies, including chip equipment maker Naura Technology Group, Piotech, and Psi Carrier Technology. Black Friday online shopping this year was king. According to MasterCard, sales at brick-and-mortar stores grew by just 0.7% year-over-year. Meanwhile, Black Friday online shopping reached $10.8 billion in sales. This is a 14% year-over-year increase. Canada's antitrust watchdog said it is suing Google over alleged anti-competitive conduct in the tech giant's online advertising business and wants the company to sell off two of its ad tech services and pay a penalty. The Competition Bureau said an investigation found the company unlawfully tied together its ad tech tools to maintain its dominant market position. Futures are currently mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out who would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the kid at heart would love their unique gifts, too. Can't decide? Grab a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price, co-host of Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7, wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year on behalf of News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Once a month, we like to check in with our good friend, our farmer, our expert on things related to farming, Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, welcome back, sir. Happy Thanksgiving after the fact.
Happy Thanksgiving to do. How are y'all doing?
Good. And Merry Christmas in advance, I suppose, because we won't talk to you until the first of the year.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. We won't talk again before that, will we?
I was just thinking about you yesterday as we were out riding our bikes, and which we would, you know, do on the weekend and even in the cold, and we were riding past a field over in Foley that hadn't picked its cotton yet, and I thought, oh, Ryan, you know, always whenever I see farmland, it always makes me think of you. But you're done, right? You got all your main crops picked already?
Thank God in heaven we are done. You know, usually this is a Christmas time thing, kind of when we finish up our cotton, but we finished our cotton before our peanuts this year for the first time since I've been farming my whole life. It's just kind of the way it worked out. But we're through with all of our stuff at Jenkins Farms as far as harvesting. We're still doing some custom work, some custom soybean harvest for some other farmers in the area. But thank goodness for a great, safe harvest season. And now we're on to planting our cover crops, and we'll be through for the year.
Did you finish early because you had done more peanuts this year because of how bad it was last year, or is it just kind of worked out the way it worked out?
It just, a lot of it was weather and timing of when the crops came off. You know, you always try to plan that when you're planting in the spring, but weather changes throughout the year, and you never know what kind of weather year you're going to have, and it was just cotton got ready early. The peanuts were... Cotton was ready 2 or 3 weeks early. Peanuts were ready 2 or 3 weeks late. So there's a big overlap. And I was able to pick a whole lot of cotton while the other guys were picking peanuts. So it just kind of worked out that way. And, yes, some of it is. We had a lot more, a whole lot more peanut acres this year than we typically have.
I did want to add, like, I know when you go into the winter, winter is obviously your down month, although you don't really get to be down. You still have to plan and strategize, and you have meetings, and you have, you know, legislative session comes up, and who knows what's going to happen with that. But are you at least, you sound like you're breathing a little bit easier, like you're relieved a little bit compared to where you were or for the last couple of months. Is that fair?
It's fair. You know, this is the month where we have to renew our operating loans for the next year, and it's always a stressful time because literally the bank could say, I'm not comfortable with this, and it would put us out of business. So, you know, that's a very stressful time getting all your ducks in a row to go present your case to the bank. And but I do feel better that we had a good crop and a good harvest season. Prices are still terrible. You know, in a year like this, in the past, when prices were good, we'd be putting some money in the bank. But this year, we're still scratching, just trying to break even with basically real good crops in our area.
Gotcha. There was a story that I wanted to talk about with you. I hate to have to talk about it with you, but I know this is a big deal. You were in the beginning, because I remember you and I talked about this a lot, is the Coastal Growers operation, which was meant to be kind of a, as I recall, a co-op where the peanut farmers would process their own peanuts, come together and work together and kind of, you know, save some of the costs and feel like they weren't at mercy of the peanut processing facility that they didn't own. But now Coastal has filed bankruptcy, $100 to $500 million that they owe, between 100 and 199 creditors, according to NorthEscambia.com. Estimated assets of $50 to $100 million in this massive facility that, you know, okay, so I know, you know, there might be things you can and cannot say. I get that. But this seems really bad What happened?
It has been terrible, honestly, for the farmers. It has put a lot of really good farmers in a really bad financial position. If I had the answers, I would certainly love to tell you. I beg for the answers. We saw probably, you know, basically this idea, some people got together and came in and sold this to us. There was about 100, and I think you even said there was 190-something farmers that invested money in this thing. And basically you were getting the middleman out. You know, we harvest our peanuts and they're still in the shell. Well, most of the places where you eat peanuts, you know, they have to be shelled. You don't want the shell.
Right.
So the shelling facility takes care of that project, and then they market those peanuts to all these people that need the peanuts out of the hull. So that's the middleman part, right? So we're taking him out, and we're providing a service, and we're just adding money to our crop. So it was sold to us in a really good way. You know, the estimates were this and that, and everything looked really good. It looked like we were going to make a significant amount of money by doing this that we weren't able to capture doing it the old way. And then, really, there still is no good answer to what happened. You know, there was a huge economic downturn during that time frame was one thing. There's just no good answer to why it didn't work like it was sold to us to work. And so some people were able to sell some of their shares and get out. But, of course, you know, by the time people realized there was a problem, it was hard to sell your shares because who wants to buy them mm-hmm. if they see who wants to buy into something that's having problems. So the problem started about probably a year and a half after this thing began. We started having questions like, this isn't the money isn't flowing like it was said to be flowing. And then it was just, oh, it's just a startup thing. Anyway, long story short, farmers have lost millions of dollars there that they didn't have to lose really to begin with. You know, most farmers went and borrowed money to buy into this thing. And then they sold them their crop at a reduced price in the beginning with the intent of once they shell the peanuts and turn it into this final product, you're not only going to get what your neighbor got that wasn't in Coastal Growers, you're going to get a premium on top of that. So that was never realized, and it's really for our regional area here, the footprint of that thing, it is really, really put a hurt on farmers. It's a terrible situation in many, many ways.
Mm. Well, I want to come back to this in just a second. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, our farm owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. Hang on just a second, Ryan. We've got traffic on the five with John.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just seeing if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. So with this sort of implosion at Coastal Growers, I mean, is there an investigation? Is there litigation? Is there legal questions? I don't remember exactly. I remember you were an advocate for it, but were you you're not in it now. You're not on the board or anything like that. I mean, I know you. I know you wouldn't be responsible for anything like that. But I mean, where does it stand today?
No, we were one of the lucky ones at the beginning that sold our shares and got out at the beginning of 23, I believe it was.
Okay.
So we're out. I don't really know what's going on. You know, I knew they were in huge trouble, and there were rumors in the community they were trying to do this or trying to do that. But when that thing came out in North Escambia, I saw it too.
Yeah.
And, I knew that was one of the options, but it was a surprise to me to actually see it, if that makes sense.
Sure.
I knew that's one of the things that I had heard rumors that they were talking about, but I haven't had any contact with them in quite some time now. So I just hope that, you know, it's a terrible, terrible time financially in the agricultural community without something like that. I can't relate to you how bad that is, what's happening there, and how much money farmers have lost in a time they didn't have any money to lose to begin with.
Well, that's what it made me think of is, you know, you and I have talked so much, and last year was so bad. And on top of that, you just have all the, you know, increasing input costs and all of that stuff. And farmers are struggling all over the place. You know, even the good ones are really struggling, and everybody else may not even be getting that close. So if you're in that situation generally, and then something like this comes on top of it, it's catastrophe for
Correct.
You know, I'm thinking of families losing farms, losing businesses, people get depressed, taking their lives, like all the bad things you can imagine coming from something like this is what I'm thinking.
That is happening right here in your area. Yes.
Mm.
You're exactly right. That's a good overview of it.
Mm. Man, I just don't even know what to say. I know. I mean, like, it's just so discouraging, you know, because you guys were so optimistic about how this thing would work. Have you lost people? Have you lost people over this? Do you know people?
Have I lost people?
Like, have people? I mean, because we talk about farmers and depression and stuff all the time, but like,
not to my knowledge.
Okay.
That hasn't happened.
Okay, because that's.
But let me tell you, there's a lot of depressed farmers.
Mm.
Because of this, for sure. I mean, it's. I can't put it into words. You know how bad things are really right now in the agricultural community.
Well, we just got done talking about how it's a relief that you're, you know, past your harvest season. But man,
Yeah, it is a very big relief, because if I'd have had any kind of major, not even major, just any kind of hiccup this year, we probably wouldn't be able to farm again next year. So, and I'm speaking for not necessarily Jenkins Farms. I'm talking about farmers in our area. That's where we're at. We're on the edge of the envelope. So we needed this year to where maybe we could make it to next year. Maybe things financially would be better. Maybe the commodity prices would be better. Maybe we would get a strong farm deal that would help. You know, all those types of things. So I'm just thankful God has saw us through this year, has given us, you know, we planted the seed. He gave us the increase. We had a good, almost perfect harvest season. So very, 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 very thankful for all of it.
You know, you mentioned the farm bill. That's something that, you know, you had mentioned briefly last month when we talked about the election and the significance of who's in the White House and who's in Congress and what it means for a farm bill. What exactly does that mean? Because, you know, my picture of the farm bill is, you know, lots of financial assistance for farmers because, you know, we need farmers, right? And, you know, a lot of things historically with regards to price controls and subsidies that I'm not sure I agree with all the things historically that have been done, but just what does it mean to have or not have a farm bill?
Farm bill is huge, and most people think just the way I think you said. I think they think a farm bill is, all right, well, that's the subsidies we're going to pay farmers. Well, the farm bill happens every 5 years. They come up with a new farm bill, or they're supposed to. One we're in now started in 2018, and it's been extended because they couldn't get all their ducks in a row. But it covers so many things. Now, the last one, which started in 2018, had a price tag of $428 billion. For the 5 years. So that's a lot of money. I get it. But things that it covers are commodities, you know, conservation, trade, nutrition, rural development, energy, crop insurance, and several other things. Those are the big ones. But what people don't get is the farm bill, almost 80% of it goes to nutrition, which is helping people that are in hard times, you know, with food stamp type things.
Oh, okay.
Programs. So almost 80% of it is for food and nutrition for the less fortunate. So when you look at it like that, like our part that would actually help Jenkins Farms is like the commodities part's about 7%, and the crop insurance part's almost 9%. So very little of it actually comes back to something that helps the when you think of me as a farmer and what Jenkins Farms is, that actually helps us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's interesting because I think of it as the other, you know, more like what, you know, what you said, that's what I think of as the majority of it. So very interesting. Ryan, we're just about totally out of time, but we always like to end with a quick farm fact of some kind. Do you have one for us this week?
I will. You know, every year I tell you about how much a Thanksgiving meal for 10 costs. American Farm Bureau does this every year. And, you know, I don't know where they shop at. I would like to find out because they have some really good prices. But they came up with a Thanksgiving meal for 10, and they do the same thing every year, you know, whatever the products are needed for the meal. And they came up this year that the meal for 10 cost $58.08, and that's down 5% from last year. So I thought that was interesting. I always like to kind of see how we're doing on our Thanksgiving meals.
Always is. Very good. Ryan Jenkins, he's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, I know especially with this kind of breaking news story about Coastal Growers is a big deal, and you guys are still dealing with all the implications of that. So I appreciate you talking about it today to the extent that you could. Hey, man, as always, I appreciate you being on the show. I know our listeners love hearing from you. It breaks their heart to hear about bad things happening to farmers, too. But keep up the work. Keep doing it. Keep being a man of faith. I super appreciate that about you. And keep putting, you know, clothes on my kids' back and food in their mouths, man. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for helping us get our story out there. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. 7:55 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about, but if you're headed from Pace into Pensacola via Highway 90, you know, see some delays going southbound as you try to make your way into Pensacola. Also, I-10 eastbound, starting to see some delays from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. So pack about an extra 5 to 7 minutes with that. Just congestion delays through the construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to do a hardware home improvement, you need to fix something, you're trying to build something to expand, maybe you just need woodworking tools, or I don't know, whatever it is, you know, you want to upgrade your saw game. I don't know what you got in mind. Or you build things for a living. You know, Pensacola Hardware has an amazing supply of hardware supplies and housewares, too. The front of the house is like a, you know, Christmas buy. Like, go there to buy your Christmas gifts. They have all kinds of stuff for your football fans, your SEC merchandise, your Yeti stuff, your Weber grills, knives, cookware. Just, all, like, really, go, you know, go with no preconceived ideas and say, well, Andrew always says it's a good place to go. Go look and see what you'll find. Plus, of course, if you're actually building something and or rebuilding something and need some help or, you know, guidance or just the stuff you need to do it, they can take care of you. Since 1851, Pensacola Hardware has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing holiday hours, Atlas Beverage Class, fall and winter menus at Jackson Steakhouse and Angelina's. Deck the halls at Jackson's New Year's Eve and celebrate 12th night at Jackson's Great Southern Restaurant Week.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Put on my exactly say General Ripper is my hero. He's crazy. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, officials confirming the death of an Israeli-American hostage from Long Island. Omer Neutra grew up in Plainview, New York, and later joined the Israeli army. Up until recently, it was believed he'd been taken captive October 7th last year and was still alive. Israeli Defense Forces now say that they believe he was killed in that attack October 7th, and his body was taken.
All right, David, thank you so much for that update.